2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.
This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and Upsnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Welcome to Flipping the Switch. My name is Suze, and it is my absolute delight to be with you for the next hour as we explore looking at turning the gratitude inward and using some belief repatterning to change up some of those old patterns and old beliefs that no longer serve you. Last week was American Thanksgiving, and so we did a pre-record and so didn't have the opportunity to speak to with any of you. So I am so looking forward to you calling in today with your questions, your comments, your observations, your wonders about, or if you want me to repattern with you, I'm happy to do that. The toll-free number is 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. And do call in with your questions, and anyone who calls in today will be given the opportunity to have a complimentary seat in any of our upcoming seminars, where we take belief repatterning and apply it to an area of your life. So, for example, the month of January, the seminar will be, this year is going to be different, and it's looking at goal setting in a way of, a different way with the repatterning and looking at creating what it is that you want to create from a place of supportive, loving energy rather than a, I didn't do this last year and I've got to get at it this year kind of a goal setting way, which most of us do. We make our goals from where we're in lack instead of looking at where there's abundance and expanding on it. So there's a different seminar each month next year. In February, relationship matters. And so we'll be looking at your relationship with yourself, your partner, your spouse, children, friends. And we're looking at relationships on those seminars. And then each month there's a different one. You can find it all about it on the beliefrepatterning.com website. And all the details are there. But anyone who calls in today will receive a complimentary seat in any of those ones that they choose, okay? So I noticed that Colleen has called in. Hello, Colleen. Welcome to Flipping the Switch. I'm Suze. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
That's great. And thank you so much for calling in today. What can I support you with?
I just finished reading Belief Repatterning for the first time, and I'm really, really thrilled that I found it and you. Today I'm calling.
Hang on a second, Colleen. I was curious. How did you find out about the book?
Through Hay House. I bought your book probably, like, I think it was in March of this year, and I don't know why I didn't read it all the way through, but I got to the point where I was able to, and it was right at the perfect time because I was ready to hear what you were saying. And what you said fit perfectly in with what I've been reading for years and years and trying to do affirmations, so it really hit home with me, your process, because you finally gave me a way to move beyond focusing on the problem. So I'm thrilled.
Lovely. I'm so, so pleased. So pleased to help you. So you're wanting some help to stop focusing. I'm just looking at the notes here. Stop focusing on fixing what's wrong and focus on what's good instead.
Exactly.
Okay. So what would be the feeling when you focus on what's good? What's the feeling that you get? So think about what it is that you want to create. And if it was happening right now in your life, how would it feel?
I guess a feeling of rightness, of ease and flow and peace.
Okay, I'm getting a yes when I muscle test in on flow and rightness.
Okay.
And I'm just checking in my big book of 999 words to just see if there's another word that's closer, and I'm getting no. So flow and rightness. Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to move to that. That work for you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, now have you listened to the show before, Colleen? Do you understand the process that we're going to do?
I have listened to the show, and I believe I do.
Okay, super. So you let me know if your little monkey head comes up and says anything. Just let me know.
Okay.
And that would be helpful. And for those people who are listening along, you can just think about an area in your life where you would like flow and a feeling of rightness in your life. And, you know, instead of focusing on what's wrong. Okay, so I'm asking people to do this along with this. I call it karaoke belief repatterning, because all of us have an area in our life where, you know, we tend to focus on the downside instead of on the upside. And what happens is whatever we focus on, we create more of. So let's get started. So, Colleen, we're going to start at the forgiveness stage. So I forgive myself for believing I need to keep focusing on what's wrong. It's making me crazier than I want to be.
I forgive myself for believing I have to focus, continue focusing on what's wrong. It's making me crazier than I want to be.
Okay, breathe into your nose. And out through your mouth. You'll notice that I often will tack on something a little bit funny.
Okay, which is good. I like that.
Because now my belief is it doesn't have to be hard or sloggy to do a change of a belief. You know, you can kind of like get the monkey on side and it'll go, yeah, you're right. It is making me crazy. Okay?
Yeah.
I forgive myself for believing that it's hard to be in flow and move towards things that are right for me.
I forgive myself for believing that it's hard to be in flow and I move towards things that are right for me.
Okay, breathe that in. And that feels okay? Monkey's okay?
That feels good.
Good. Okay, so we're going to move from forgiveness, which is where we acknowledge, into permission, which is where we open up. Okay? And so I give myself permission to be in flow and in the rightness of things.
I give myself permission to be in flow and in the rightness of things.
Breathe that in and let it go. And you'll notice I don't worry about grammar. I'm not even worried, but I'm focusing on how the energy feels. And so when you say that, that feels solid?
It feels good. I'm feeling like shaky but excited that we're focused, that we're touching this. So
nice.
It's like almost like a released feeling.
Nice. I recognize I have been focusing on what's wrong, and that doesn't work.
I recognize that I focus on what's wrong and that doesn't work.
Not I focus, I have been. We want to put it in past tense, Colleen.
Could you repeat that?
I recognize I have been focusing on what's wrong.
I recognize I have been focusing on what's wrong and that does not work.
Okay, breathe that in. When I focus on what I want to fix, I get more stuff to fix.
When I focus on what I want to fix, I get a lot more stuff to fix.
Tired of it. Okay, you all right?
Yeah,
okay. I give myself permission to focus on where there is flow and rightness and expand that.
I give myself permission to focus on where there is flow and rightness and expand on that.
Okay, breathe that in. Feel solid?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to move into choice now, which is where we put the two beside each other. I can focus on fixing what's wrong, or I can focus on flow and rightness.
I can choose to focus on what's wrong and needs fixing, or I can choose to focus on flow and rightness.
And I know which one I choose.
And I know which one I choose.
From now on, I choose to focus.
From now on, I choose to focus.
Which way?
Oh, on rightness and flow.
Yeah, good job. Breathe it in. That was the skill testing question to see if it was in the subconscious. And it is. It's the first one that popped up, which is great.
Good.
So, Colleen, do you have some water handy?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. I just took a great big swallow, and I suggest that you do as well. Okay.
Very good. Done. Oh, that feels good.
We're at choice. I choose to be in flow. That's what's right for me.
I choose to be in flow. That's what's right for me.
Okay, breathe that in. Feel how that's even solider, right? It's like, oh,
yeah.
Okay. I'm free to focus on what is already in flow and right in my life and expand from there.
I am free to choose what's already working and right and in flow in my life and expand from there.
Good, breathe that in. Now, when you go back and listen, you're going to say, oh, I totally did something completely different than what she said, and it's okay, because what I'm saying is just guiding in a direction. It's like I'm pointing a flashlight.
Okay.
And so people are like, I didn't do it exactly. And it's like, you don't have to do it exactly. It's about creating the energy and feeling that you're moving yourself and that raising the vibration, and that's what we want to be doing.
Okay.
So I'm free to have fun being in flow and knowing things are right.
I'm free to have fun and be in flow and focus on the things that are right.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
Okay, breathe that in. Okay, so in your life calling, there's something that is in flow and right. And it doesn't matter what it is, it doesn't have to have anything to do with anything else, but is there some place that you can think of in your life where there's flow and rightness?
I feel very physically fit, so I feel flow and rightness in my physical body and my capabilities.
Breathe that in. So what was some kind of specific thing that happened, you know, that maybe in the last 24 hours or this morning, you know, for example, I did an incredible Kundalini yoga class this morning. I would say I felt totally in flow and my body felt completely right when I was on the roof doing the breath of fire exercise with Noelle this morning. Okay, so something specific like that. You want to get it as specific as possible rather than just I feel right in flow in my body.
I say I feel in flow and very rightness in the shower because I just feel like I'm washing the energies off and I'm, you know, kind of rebalancing myself. So I always feel very in flow in
okay.
the shower.
And that's great. And I hear that you're saying you always do. And there's a little place for the monkey could come in and say, well, 6 weeks ago last Thursday, you didn't, you know, blah, 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 right?
Sure.
So this morning, did you feel in flow in the shower?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, even right before this call. Right before this call, I took
right
a shower.
Right before this call, when I was in the shower, I felt in flow and the rightness.
Right before this call was, I was in the shower, I felt in the flow and rightness.
Okay, breathe that in. See how that feels different?
Yes.
Whenever I'm in the shower.
Yes, because as soon as I said always, and then you said that I remind myself sometimes in the morning when I'm waking up, it's difficult.
Yeah, exactly. And so the little monkey will get in there and go, well, you know, not when you're over there. It'll find the exception to the rule. And so what we want to do is be so specific that we're, because what you're doing with this affirmation stage, Colleen, is you're saying to your body, I do know this already. And
yeah.
I'm going to what I know and expanding it instead of, I don't know how to do that. Okay.
Which I love about this process because that's where I would always get stuck before. I would constantly have rebuttals of why it wasn't true, but now I recognize I can specifically go to points and say, no, I have experience with that.
It happened this morning at 10:23 a.m. when I was wearing my yoga pants. Yeah, whatever. Right? Yeah. And that affirmation stage is that really specific place where you tie the new idea into something that you already know to be true, core level, and you feel it in your body so that your body goes, got it. I
right.
know what we're talking about, and then you can actually start to feel it in each cell of your body. It's a very visceral feeling. Yeah?
Fantastic. I'm just so thrilled.
I'm learning to be in flow and focus on the rightness of things.
I'm learning to be in flow and focus on the rightness of things.
And that makes sense to me. Okay, breathe that in. Let it go. Okay, what's your monkey have to say?
We're feeling good.
Good, good, good. Now, what I would like to suggest is that you look at the thing that you were focusing on that was not working for you and look at it with the eyes of what is right and in flow in that. Okay, so
okay.
Any situation will always have a seed of something in it.
Yeah.
And so you find what that is and you go, this is what's already right and in flow here, and I'd like to expand from that. Okay. It might be, you know, let's say that you had a disagreement with your sister and that's what you were trying to fix. Okay. And so you could say, and we were in flow when we were on holiday together in Hawaii last year when we were down at the, and I'm taking that energy and expanding it into here.
Okay.
So it's using that specific example. Now, I have a little bonus round for you today, Colleen. Are you interested in playing a bonus round?
Sure.
So I am currently in San Jose del Cabo on the Baja in Mexico. And this weekend, This weekend, I'm co-facilitating a workshop with a dear friend, Bhavani Noel, who is a Kundalini instructor. And what we're doing is we're combining Kundalini yoga with belief repatterning.
Wow.
And so working with the people that come to the course and so, you know, combining the energies of the two. And so that's what we've been playing with while we've been doing our, you know, the Kundalini practice the last couple of days. And I've been inserting the repatterning in and then you know, she looks at inserting the yoga things into the things. So what I'm going to do is we're going to talk a little bit more about what Kundalini yoga is, Noelle, and I'm going to put you on the spot right here, but I'd like to introduce you to Colleen. This Hello. Is Noelle.
Hello.
Hi, Noelle.
And so is there anything that Colleen could do that would be, you know, some kind of a breath or some kind of a position or something that she could hold that would reinforce this concept of flow and rightness for her that came to you while we were talking? Is there something that resonates there?
Yeah, I think if you do a wonderful exercise that helps me a lot, it really relaxes and harmonizes the body and soul and spirit. It's just very simple by taking your right thumb and placing it on your right nostril and just sitting in a very simple seated position. And you're going to just inhale long, beautiful, full, deep breaths that have a lot of light and just focus on the light coming in. And exhaling a lot of the monkey mind stuff out. And just sitting in that posture for 3 minutes could be so healing, and you'll feel a real radiant, calm essence. And the flow and rightness will just be your prescription in that exercise. And you can really dedicate, you know, an intention to it and really get centered on exactly what it is that you want to release or create in your life.
So you could, as you're breathing out, so do you understand what she's talking about, Colleen? Putting your thumb on your right nostril so it locks
into your... Yes, I have been to a yoga class, so I understand.
Good. You never know.
Oh, I understand. No, I know.
And so what you would do then is on the inhale an example of flow and rightness in your life. And it could have to do with anything. So, you know, there's flow and rightness when I turn on the tap in my kitchen and the water comes in.
Okay.
Think about that as you inhale, and then as you exhale, exhale anything that has been focusing on being wrong. You know, so I let go of the fact that the tap is dripping. Okay, and then I inhale in on. So you can just, you know, anything that comes up into your mind that is feeling like you've been focusing on fixing can go out with the breath, and anything that you're wanting to really reinforce that is already right and in flow comes in, and then you create from that space.
Okay, I like that.
You can also try doing the same exercise but with breath of fire. So, you know, the breath of fire, which is the belly breathing,
mm-hmm.
and that will really just send an abundance of energy and a lot of light. It's like a little amazing lightning bolt. And it really creates everything and that's lodged. It's kind of impossible.
And it's great to really focus on creating that rightness and flow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
Instantly.
Okay. So does that give you a little bonus round, I hope?
Yes, it's wonderful.
Okay, that's great.
So thank you both so much.
And Colleen, please make sure that when we say goodbye to you, you don't hang up the phone. You make sure that you give Kiara your email address, because I would love to be part of one of our seminars. And I think that, you know, the one that's in January, that this year is going to be different, really will really reinforce what you're looking at today as well. So you're my guest on any one of the seminars that's coming up next year, and we'll send you the information then about it so that you can choose which one you'd like to join us on.
And oh, fantastic. Thank you so much.
By phone, so, you know, easy. You can dial in from wherever you are.
Great.
All right. So thank you so
much. I look forward to it.
Enjoy the beauty of the day, and I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you for everything. You take care.
All right. Take care, Colleen. Bye-bye. So that was kind of fun, looking at how we can combine the repatterning into a yoga practice, and you and I and Noelle have been exploring that the last couple of days and are so excited to be working with people this weekend to explore it further. One of the things that I think is really interesting is the whole concept of Kundalini yoga. And so for me, I know I had a few misperceptions about exactly what Kundalini is and is not. And so maybe you could just take a minute and help listeners understand what makes Kundalini yoga Kundalini yoga as opposed to other kinds of yoga.
Well, Kundalini yoga is a science. It's a very scientific yoga, and you know, it's 70,000 years old. And it was said that Shiva instructed Parvati, his goddess wife, and the teachings were kept holy and sacred, and they were not really brought to the West until Yogi Bhajan brought them to the West in 1869. So there's a real Raja yoga about this, which is a noble yoga or kingliness, yoga. And it has a really amazing formula that just has a huge effect instantly. So one class, someone has a change, something happens, there's a shift. They do not leave the class with the same energy that they walked in. And that's what drew me to the yoga, because it was an instant healing in mm-hmm. each one. Mm-hmm. So for me, people that are going through something, it's a wonderful practice mm-hmm. to deepen their beliefs in their own brilliance.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think for me, that, you know, like the belief repatterning is also like, I don't want to have something take years or weeks or even months, or I want it now. We really have a kind of now way of being in the world that if we can train our bodies and our minds and our spirits to move, to shift that energy that quickly, we've all done it. We've all had, you know, you get the bad phone call and your energy shifts in a nanosecond, or you get the good phone call and your energy shifts in a nanosecond. So the belief that it has to be hard and time consuming. And the other thing that I love about Kundalini Yoga is that regardless of your body type or size, like, you don't feel like you have to look cute in tights to do it.
Naturally. And that's what drew me in. It's a room full of various body types and people and temperaments. It's not a type A yoga. It's not an asana-only practice. It's really about a lifestyle, and you connect and you drink tea after, and there's a real heart connection, and everyone really shares this beautiful creative link with their auras. You know, there's just this beautiful aura that everyone wears after the practice. And to me, it was medicinal in helping me with my own depression and, you know, getting me off of some of my own beliefs that were really not true.
Mm-hmm. May I suggest that we let go of my own depression and the depression that I was experiencing?
Wonderful. Yes, let's do it.
Okay. So I forgive myself for believing that that depression was mine.
I forgive myself for believing that my depression...
No, that depression.
Okay, hold on. I forgive myself for believing that depression was mine.
Okay, breathe it in. See how isn't it interesting, right? You're still trying to own it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when we use the word my in front of everything, it gives a signal to every cell in our body that, pay attention, this is ours, we own it, we need to protect it and hang on to it. And I don't think you want to hang on to that old depression.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I give myself permission to let go of that old depression in every cell of my body.
I give myself permission to let go of that old depression in every cell of my body.
It's not mine.
It's not mine.
I breathe that in. Okay, so through your Kundalini Yoga practice, what have you discovered on the other side of that old depression?
Well, when you hold something, I discovered that you store it.
Mm-hmm.
So using this breath work, you can't store it. So, you know, it just comes out. So you really let go of a lot of stuff, and it really makes everything seem very false.
Mm-hmm. And so in the place of where that depression was living, what is there now?
Compassion, light,
nice. Okay.
Joy.
I give myself permission to focus on the compassion, light, and joy. That's mine.
I give myself permission to focus on the compassion, love, and joy. That's mine.
Okay, breathe that in. In the places of my body, mind, and soul where that old depression was, I've dissolved it with compassion, love, and joy. In the places of my body, mind, and soul.
In the places of my body, mind, and soul.
Where that old depression was.
Where that old depression was.
I have dissolved it.
I have dissolved it.
With
love, compassion, and joy.
Okay, breathe that in. I'm free to own the love, compassion, and joy. That's who I am.
I'm free to own the love, compassion, and joy. That's who I am.
Okay, breathe that in. Is the monkey okay with that?
Oh, yeah.
It's like thumbs up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wistbound.
Okay, good. Good, good. So once we have the freedom statement, then we move to the affirmation. So what would be an example of compassion, love, and joy in your life? Would it be being in this incredible suite where you've been living, or meeting wonderful people that we met yesterday, or like a specific example where you could go, that is compassion, love, and joy for me. That's mine. That's my real life.
Mm. Yeah, connecting with souls, like-minded souls that are on this conscious journey is really, really wonderful. We met yesterday,
okay.
Chopra.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so meeting Roxana and Andrea is an example of how I live my compassion, love, and joy.
Meeting Roxana and Andrea
is an example
of how I live my joy, compassion, and peace.
Okay, breathe it in. That's all right.
Yeah, settling very nicely.
Nice. And so you can see how it just takes in. And so what you've been doing in your Kundalini practice is absolutely put it there. And when we be mindful with the words as well, it clicks it in even deeper. And that's what I really noticed today when we were, you know, I was repatterning with you. And it was like, when I repattern, I know how it clicks in. And when I was doing some of the motions, especially when we were doing the thumbs up, down one, around the bliss, bountiful, and beauty, and it was just like, wow, it was just like clicking in. So we were having fun playing with this.
Yeah, it was really creative.
Well, it's just about time for us to take a quick break here. What I would like to suggest, a couple of things, is that while we're on break, if you've got questions for myself and Noel, and or Noel, that you would like to ask about how you might, I know a lot of people are practitioners of yoga, how you might integrate some of this into your own practice, we would be happy to discuss that with you. Meanwhile, do give a quick listen to some of the information that's coming up on the break. I believe probably there will be the ad that talks about the 365 repatterning app. There will be a new one coming out in 2014, So right now, the 2013 one is on sale for 99 cents. And so it's a great opportunity to just give it a listen. It has all of the CTR network shows that I've done since the 1st of April are all available at just literally a tap of a button. So you can listen to these shows and get the reinforcement whenever you want. And all of the words and phrases and suggestions and thoughts for the whole year are there and all available to you for 99 cents, which is a lovely, lovely opportunity to gift that to yourself. We will be back in 2 minutes. I'm Suze. This is Flipping the Switch. And I'm here with Barvani Noel. And we will be right back.
This is Suze Casey, and I'm passionate about helping people flip the switch to positive thoughts. And through belief repatterning, I'll support you. I invite you to sign up for my newsletter on suzecasey.com. That's SUZECASEY.com. You can also order an autographed copy of Belief Repatterning, find out about individualized coaching with me, or join one of my online courses. Know you can and will repattern anything you choose. suzecasey.com.
If you spoke to your friends the way you speak to yourself, how many friends would you have? Most of us are very aware of the damage the words of others do to our perception of ourselves. But what we aren't as aware of is the severity of the damage we do to ourselves with the insistent chatter of our inner critic. More than the words of others, it is our own self-talk that determines our outcomes, whether success or stuck, in all areas of our lives. I'm Suze Casey, encouraging you to move through that old limiting self-talk with a one-on-one session. You'll find all our licensed practitioners on beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com. We all offer individual sessions and ongoing coaching programs. Know you can and will repattern anything you choose.
You've learned it, now live it. You've read the books and studied the theories, but the practical application is hanging you up. Are you tired of beating yourself up for not living what you know to be true? This is Suze Casey, and I invite you to integrate your learning through easy-to-practice exercise found in my book, Belief Repatterning, the amazing technique for flipping the switch to positive thought. It's available through hayhouse.com or your local bookstore.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, welcome back. I'm Suze, and today we're talking about the things that you can do to give yourself some gratitude. And so I'm speaking here with my dear friend Noel, Bhavani Noel, who is facilitating with me this weekend. We're doing a retreat here at an incredibly beautiful place called Casa Natalia. It's in the historic district of San Jose del Cabo, Mexico, a beautiful, beautiful oasis in a lovely, oh, it's just so interesting. We're doing an, there's an art walk that happens on Thursday night tonight, and I'll be in the lobby chatting with people. So if you or anybody that you know are down in the area, send them over. It's a lovely little boutique hotel right in the lovely little spot. Anyway, we're doing a course here. There's a rooftop patio that we will be teaching on for the next 2 days. I'm just really exploring how we put together belief repatterning with Kundalini yoga. And so that's what we're talking about. But just before we jump back into the conversation here, I wanted to just go through a little exercise with you. Just a repatterning exercise. And so this is the one that I sent out today in the newsletter. And if you are not yet receiving the newsletter, do just jump on beliefrepatterning.com or suzcasey.com. That's S-U-Z-E-C-A-S-E-Y.com. Yes, I'm Canadian. So for Americans, let me translate S-U-Z-E-C-A-S-E-Y.com. And you can sign up for the newsletter. It's complimentary. We do not ever share your name or information with anyone else. It just stays with me. And we send out something once a week, just usually what I'm thinking about and a little bit about what the radio show is going to be about. And then once a month we send out a here's the opportunities to learn more about belief repatterning. So I'm always asked, how do I learn how to do this for myself? And the book is a great place to start. Working with a practitioner one-on-one will take that and just really skyrocket it. And people, you know, say to me, what's the difference? And it would be like reading a book about yoga. And you know, yes, you'll learn some things about yoga. But then when you study with a master,
putting it into action
and really, yeah, integrating it. Because we're all human and we'll read about things and it just kind of becomes a little mental exercise. It doesn't always integrate in. And so, you know, working with a practitioner in the belief repatterning and or taking some of the seminars and courses that will just help you move it in there. And for those people who are interested, I do train people to be practitioners, and it is an earn as you learn practice. And I'm really excited because the people that Noel was saying that we met yesterday, the beautiful people that we met, are very interested in having me come down there and say, how do we get this into working with some families and children and women who are in disadvantaged places here in Mexico, and is it translated into Spanish? And I said, not yet, but I'll come down and teach some people who are bilingual, and we'll make it happen. So very excited because, as you know, I live in Canada, and right now it's quite cold there, and it's quite warm here. So I'm discovering that you can really create your life however you desire. And I set an intention in 1999 to spend part of every month of every year where the outside definition of water is liquid. And I'm happy to tell you that the Sea of Cortez, when I drove by, was very liquid today and not at all solid ice like it would be if it was up in my part of the world. So you can and will create anything you choose through repatterning. And so today we're chatting a bit about how you can take the repatterning and build it into a yoga practice, or it could be any practice. And so any kind of physical practice that you're doing, any daily practice. If you've got questions or if you want to make any comments or ask about that turning the gratitude inwardly to yourself that we were talking about last week, or just anything, give us a shout, 877-230-3062. We're happy to chat with you. Meanwhile, I'm going to just ask Noel to give us a few more things that have come to your mind as you've been, you know, you and I have been kind of walking this 24/7 for the last couple of days and exploring what each other understands about moving energy and shifting things up. You've had some interesting observations as well to share, and I'd really like you to just, you know,
go for it.
Being able to practice the work that I really am. This is the Dharma, the work of the path, and really helping people and just doing it yesterday and watching as we were in this beautiful health food store with three women using the material and using the actual exercises and having this watching faces shift from really tight, fearful, little nervous energy to just this joy and this, you know, angel auras appear. Actually having an experience with something is so different than just thinking about it or reading about it, and that's what we do in Kundalini Yoga. We say,
even if you can't do an exercise, just rest and come back to it, because you can do it. And once you just really let go of your mind and you're in the breath or in the work or in the movement or mudra, your mind can't get in the way. And that's why we chant. And when we're thinking about these affirmations, they're almost like chants.
Mm-hmm.
And they really resonate, and they really allow the mind to not get in the way of the practice.
And you're giving the mind something useful to do to keep it occupied.
Positively.
Yeah. Positively occupied. Because, you know, one of the things that kept me from yoga and from meditation for a long time is that I have a very active mind, and a very creative mind, and a very, you know, always thinking, always, and you know, kind of a AAA type personality, go, go, go. And I found it, you know, impossible to sit quietly in a lotus position and om for an hour. And now I can now, probably not the lotus position yet, but I can still, you know, I can quiet myself. But what I discovered is that when I gave my mind a path to follow, just like when I was using, you know, a repetitive motion, you're giving your body a path to follow, it just becomes part of you. And I think the thing that's interesting is that we were talking about before we came on air is that these daily practices that we do, it's not about the daily practice. It's a practice to be living in your day. And so, you know, people say to me, oh yeah, I do yoga on Tuesdays at 7. And it's like, I do belief repatterning on, you know, Wednesdays at 6. And it's like, no,
that's not yoga really. That's asana. And that's just the physical series that they're, you know, taking it into their lifestyle and making the day lovely to everyone that they touch, and you know, wearing that beauty and that grace. That is yoga. That's real yoga.
Mm-hmm. And repatterning is the same. You know, it's the, you know, I was speaking with someone as I was leaving. There's a wonderful fundraising trade show here in Capo San Lucas that we were both just at the last couple of days. And as I was leaving and I was giving a hug to someone, a man that was there that I had made a really nice connection with, And he was just like, I'm so glad that we've met. And I said, keep doing what you've been doing. Because he's been repatterning in another way, you know, something that he's come up with, that he discovered. And I said, just keep doing that, because as we each become lighter, the world becomes brighter for everyone.
The other person is you, our guru used to say. So we have a lot of humor in Kundalini yoga. It's kind of quirky and playful and childlike. And, you know, it's just everyone is kind of going through it together as a community.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit more dynamic to heal together.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's just a little bit, because a lot of people have this concept that Kundalini yoga is like tantric yoga. It's a little bit like, I don't know, sexy or
taboo
or something.
Taboo.
Yeah.
Well, there are three kinds of tantra yoga. There's white tantric yoga, red tantric yoga, and black tantric yoga. We practice white tantric yoga, which was taught by Yogi Bhajan. Red tantric is more involved with sexual energy and sexual unions, and black tantric yoga is a form of shamanism. And the Sikhs that we study Kundalini yoga with are part of the Sikh religion, but it's not necessary for a Kundalini yogi to be a Sikh. You can wear white, and we encourage people to wear white because it protects your heart field, it really raises your energy. We say that white tantric yoga is part of the journey, so you can practice with a partner and really have compassion and trust with each other, one-on-one. But generally, I think people don't come into Kundalini yoga because they don't understand what it is, so they don't go to a class. Really all it means is kundal means the coil at the bottom of your spine, and we're taking that coil and we're letting it weave through vertebrae and through chakras, and taking that energy up and out. So
raising the vibration of the body coming from the root chakra and moving up through to the crown.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Completely. And it's really that simple. And uncoiling it and ascending through the spinal column also creates a psychic channel, like a transcendental kind of feeling. So sometimes people get dizzy, or maybe they get a little tingly, or they see colors. And that's a beautiful thing, because you're tapping into that energy.
Nice. Well, if you have any questions for either myself or Noel, do please call in on 877-230-3062. We're looking at how we take whatever we're doing and move it into a place where we can really just be more mindful. And there's lots and lots of different ways. And people will often say to me, you know, how is belief repatterning like this? Or how is it like that? And I think what the similarity is that we're all seeking and all looking to become better human beings, to become more enlightened, to be more aware, to be more mindful. And all of the practices that we do then lead us to be there when we are in our unconscious moments. We're still behaving consciously.
Yeah, whatever works. I mean, there's no labels that are really needed anymore in these times. It's so rapid, and the healing needs to be in any form that is user-friendly to you and your lifestyle. So you can do this work at home. You can explore Kundalini Yoga through YouTube videos. There's also a great source called My Yoga Online that you can subscribe to for $9 a month and download some beautiful videos. Or you can also go to Spirit Voyage, which is a great site with music and materials, as well as some mudras and exercises that you can actually download PDFs of. And there's some beautiful videos on that site as well, spiritvoyage.com.
That's great. And so, you know, I think that's one of the things that I really like to have, things that I can do, like when I'm driving my car or when I'm in the bathtub or when I'm chopping vegetables, you know, when I'm living my day-to-day life. And so it sounds like some of those things that you don't have to, like, I mean, it's lovely to grab your mat.
Sure.
It's lovely to be in community.
You don't have time.
But yeah, you know, I was saying today, Michelle joined us for the class, and I was saying, as she was driving me to the trade show, you know, I really admire that you do this practice of an hour a day, minimum, and sometimes 2 hours a day, because you've created a lifestyle where you teach it. And you know, Michelle was saying, yeah, she really admires that you do that. And I said, it's kind of what I've done with repatterning, is that I am making sure that I keep myself by teaching it and helping others with it. And when we find a way to just have it be part of our breath, have it be part of our waking lives, and then it's also part of our sleeping lives as well. It's the subconscious will continue to do it.
Yeah. And as you were saying about permission, I feel like there's a real parallel, giving yourself permission to actually have a practice and giving yourself permission to have loyalty to that practice, or a space for that practice to hold your own healing, so that you can go through your day with a little bit more grace, or a little bit more love in your heart, and a little bit clearer, like wiping the lens of your camera, really getting it crisp and clear. Mm-hmm. And that's what Kundalini does for me personally. I feel crisp, and mm-hmm. I can see, and I don't have to worry, and my intuition works for me, and I can feel things in mm-hmm. all parts of my body.
Well, one of the practices that we did today was going from confusion to intuition, and trusting
yes.
your intuition, using the pituitary gland.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it doesn't really matter what anybody does. I mean, they can sort their socks in their drawer if they're doing it in a mindful way, and being aware of their breath and raising their vibration as they're doing it.
Yeah, like you can be in traffic. I used to do this in LA, in traffic, and I used to just do breath of fire for 3, 5, 7 minutes, however, and so everybody else would be freaking out and checking their cell phones, looking for reports. And if you just dip into a breath of fire with, of course, your eyes open.
And really, yes, you want to keep your eyes open. You're driving it.
And really moving the belly. I mean, you'll feel, when you get out of the car at your next destination, you'll feel joy. And,
mm-hmm.
and you won't feel any vibrations of stress.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, that's something that you could even, last week on the gratitude show, we talked about when you're at a red light. One of the practices that I do when I get to a red light is I think of the things that I'm grateful for. And then I say, and I'm grateful to myself for. So I'll say, I'm grateful for this beautiful day, and I'm grateful to myself for really breathing it in. And then I'm grateful to myself for my loving children, and I'm grateful for my loving children. I'm grateful to myself for being the kind of mom that calls them and stays connected, even though they're grown up and, you know, sometimes we're all busy. I'm grateful to myself for making those connections. And so I'll turn it in. So that's my stoplight practice. But I'm hearing that what I could also do is do breath of fire at the stoplight. And that would also, you know, and it turns green and I just keep driving again. And so that's another, like, it doesn't matter what it is you're doing, as long as you're keeping yourself and raising your vibration and energy. And if you can do that while you're doing other activities in your day, you know, what a gift you're giving to yourself, that caring, understanding energy that's just, you know, so
vibrating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrific.
Do you have any
No callers yet, but we do have time. If you are interested in calling in, 877-230-3062 is the toll-free number to call in. And anyone who calls in will receive a complimentary seat in one of my upcoming teleseminars, which is a $49 value. And so, if you're thinking about it, maybe that'll be a little bit of encouragement. We'd be happy to do a repatterning with you. We can also talk a little bit about prana and apana, which is a big component of Kundalini Yoga. And prana is the basic life force, of course, in the air that we breathe, in the food that we eat.
So everything has prana? That would be like the Chinese chi?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Yes. I didn't know that that's what it was.
Yes.
All right.
And
that's prana is P-R-A-N-A?
Correct. And apana is the illuminating energy stored in the lower chakras. So what we're really doing is you're moving the energy from prana and apana, and you're raising it with the breath retention that we do. We hold the breath sometimes, and we experienced that today in a few of the mantras that we did, and we really contract these locks, and we kind of squeeze and make funny faces, and we hold all this heat, and then we release. And when you release, you really feel like you've experienced a huge release. Something has really gone and departed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you're really cleaning your chakras and almost, giving them new light, new oxygen, new prana.
Well, and, I would never walk out of the house in the morning without washing my face, splashing under my arms, brushing my teeth.
Okay.
And, and all of us kind of feel that way, right? We make sure that we do some kind of physical something, most of us on most days anyway. Exactly, and it seems to me, I always encourage people while I'm flossing my teeth, I might as well floss my brain a bit. The yoga practice that you're doing is flossing your energy as well. It's just that dusting it up and tidying it up, so that when you go out into the world, you're taking your best self forward. It really is a gift that you give to yourself. It really is about making your life, in an easier way, so that it's. You let go of the struggle. You don't have to solve the struggle because the struggle doesn't happen.
Right. It doesn't really exist. And you're serving others, so you're really creating a lot of good karma, and you're carrying a lot of light, and really giving people a lot of powerful joy and hope in their lives.
Well, one of the things that I did today was that I started the newsletter with a wonderful Og Mandino quote that came into my inbox just recently, and I just thought, I've seen this one many times before, but it just really resonated with me today because I was thinking about the gratitude that we were doing last week and the weekend that we're doing here and helping people really celebrate from where they are to where they're going. And it's not about making it wrong where you were. It's about really just honoring it and saying, that's where I was, and now I'm moving someplace else. But the Og Mandino quote is, extend to each person, no matter how trivial the contact, all the care and kindness and understanding and love that you can muster. And do it with no thought of any reward. Your life will never be the same again. And as I was reading that, I was like, it says extend to each person. It doesn't say extend to each person excepting you. So what about extending to yourself that same care and kindness and understanding and love, no matter how small the circumstance? And, when you extend that to yourself, you can also, then it spills out to others because you've got it available to you. So Diane has called in. Thank you so much for calling in, Diane. Can you hear us?
Hi, Suze.
Hi, is this Diane from Edmonton that I know?
Yes, it is.
Well, welcome. I'm sending you some Baja Beach energy. How's that?
Ah, that's wonderful. Minus 33 here.
Oh. So let me translate for people who live with Fahrenheit. That's minus 33 Celsius, and in Fahrenheit, it's really, really, really cold.
pretty much. It's pretty close after when it gets that low to Fahrenheit, though.
Yeah.
They
start to get pretty close at that temperature. But it's when you go outside and you breathe in, your nostrils glue together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So
that's how I feel in my life. I feel frozen in my life, like I'm not moving forward. But I think I'm just judging myself as not moving forward, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like it, because I know just in the time that I've known you, I've seen forward movement and forward change, and I know you have as well. And that's what happens, is that you're wearing that old perception, that old way of looking at yourself. So let's look at seeing, you're asking to help getting grounded. Is there, I don't need you to tell me what the specific situation is. It a specific situation, Diane, or is it just a general kind of,
I think it's specific in the sense that I start being scattered all over the place about what I'm supposed to do. And so I'll kind of make up my mind that I'm going to commit myself. I went to physio, and then the next 2 days I got distracted by everything else and didn't do my exercises for physio.
Okay.
And so I feel like I have in my head, this is what I need to do to get stronger, and I don't do it.
Okay. So let's go here. We'll do a quick repatterning. Is there a position that she could hold her hand in, or something that she could be doing while we're doing this?
Beautiful. Yeah. Absolutely. How about your thumb and your first finger just making a little circle, and your other fingers just pointing to the sky and resting on your knees if you're sitting down in like a cross-legged position? That's comfortable for you, or wherever.
And if you can't do a cross-legged position, because that for me doesn't work, I just always just sit open.
Wherever feels good.
Diane, can you put your thumb and your first finger together in a loop, and your hand palms up on your knees?
Okay.
I forgive myself for believing I need to stay in this scattered energy. It doesn't serve me.
I forgive myself for believing I need to stay in this scattered energy. It doesn't serve me.
Okay, breathe it in and let it go. I give myself permission to ground myself. That's what I want.
I give myself permission to ground myself. That's what I want.
I give myself permission to know that my physio exercises ground me.
I give myself permission to know that my physio exercises ground me.
I choose to ground myself, body, mind, and soul with ease.
Ground myself, mind, body, spirit, with ease.
Good. Breathe that in. Now, we only have 3 minutes left. Is there anything that you want to add in on this one, Noelle?
I am bountiful, beautiful, blissful comes to mind.
Ah, okay. So let's do the one that we did today. I ground myself by remembering the bounty, the beauty, and the bliss that is already in my life. I ground myself by remembering.
I ground myself by remembering.
The bounty.
The bounty.
The beauty.
The beauty.
And the bliss that is already in my life.
And the bliss that is already in my life.
And I expand it from there.
And I expand it from there.
Okay, breathe that in. Okay, because wherever we are, there's always both sides. So I can, you know, look at the beautiful sunshine that's here, and from where you're sitting, you're going, oh, wouldn't it be nice to have it? But it could also burn me if I go out and spend too much time in it, right? Everything has got supportive and non-supportive, okay? So let's just do a final surrender statement. I am learning to ground myself.
I am learning to ground myself.
Okay, breathe that in. Is the monkey okay with that?
The monkey kind of fighting in that, but today you were making a choice and you went and bought pop and junk food again instead of knowing that tea would be more beneficial.
Okay, so... And the next time, I choose to ground myself by. And so just have the little conversation. So when you find yourself beating yourself up, you can go, that's not me. Next time, I will.
Okay,
so next time, I'll choose tea. And then go make yourself a cup of tea right now and say, see, I'm choosing tea.
Okay, sounds great. Perfect.
I would also love to just say, if you can dance around the house and shake your hands, just shake your hands, get the nervous energy, all the nerves going for 3 minutes, play some great music, just see how you feel. You're going to feel like everything's off of you.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Jump on my mini trampoline.
Perfect. Wonderful. Thank you for calling in, Diane. I really appreciate it. I need to love you and leave you because we're getting to the top of the hour. And thank you also to Colleen from New York for calling in today. I also very much appreciated Noelle being here with me and sharing some of her wisdom from her perspective, from the Kundalini Yoga perspective. And do stay tuned because we will be doing more of these retreats. I know I will be coming down here because not only because it's warmer here, but also because there's some work to be done here where we look at how we take these magnificent things that we've discovered and blend them together and really support people. I'm Suze Casey. You've been listening to Flipping the Switch on Contact Talk Radio, and next week we'll be back looking at the gifts that we give ourselves. My birthday is next week, and I'm here celebrating myself and giving myself this gift of a holiday, and we'll talk about how you can gift yourself, not only on your birthday, but maybe this Christmas time coming up, and maybe just every day by how you choose to live your life. So thank you so much for being with me, Noelle.
It was an honor.
And blessings to all of you. Know that you can and will repattern absolutely anything you choose. Take care till next week. We'll talk to you then.
Every rep, every push, every game is here for every Canadian. Join the Canadian Strong that make Good Life home in the true north and see how Canada's best brings out your best. Good Life is Canadian Strong.
I'm a champion all day. I'm a champion all day. Boy, this way, what about you?
Join Good Life Fitness now and save $100 on a no-commitment membership. Hurry. Offer ends January 31st. See club for details or visit goodlifefitness.com.